Oh my goodness, I had such a cool experience facilitating leadership development recently with a group of leaders from Bosma Enterprises. Bosma is an organization that provides resources for the visually impaired, and we have a long-term relationship. It's been years that I've been working with their executive team and their leaders. And so I'm facilitating year three. So just remember, I've been with these leaders for 3 years and we've built a lot of trust and connection. And I care so much about them and their growth. And I'm always pushing them out of their comfort zone because of that. And so we were doing a session focused around presentation skills. Some of them are blind. And so we have acknowledged many times throughout this process that making eye contact with your audience is going to be really challenging if you can't see your audience. So, other blind leaders who have provided encouragement to them have encouraged them to still, to still just look around the room to engage your audience and to help them feel seen, even though you can't see them. Well, there was one particular leader, Dwayne, who was giving a presentation, and Dwayne is blind. He has like a little bit of vision out of his periphery, and so he can't see anything straightforward. And so he got some feedback around not making great eye contact, and we were encouraging him. And he asked me, he was like, "Well, Andrea, I can't see them. I can only see them out of my periphery. So how am I supposed to do that?" And I felt like, oh, who am I to give him advice? I have no idea how he's supposed to do that. And so I engaged the group because there are other blind leaders that have given presentations and have done a really good job. And so I just asked them, Scott and Jack and anybody else, you all have given presentations and you've struggled through this. How have you done it? And this leader named Scott, who has blown me away with how he has grown and shown up through this experience. He said so simply, he's like, "Well, you just point your nose at him." And you could see on Dwayne's face, like, "Oh, I can do that." And I'm thinking, like, even for anyone sighted, like, just point your nose at him. So simple, so concise, exactly what he needed to hear. I was like mumbling all over the place with my words, and I had no idea what the answer to Dwayne's question was, but Scott did. And so I'm so glad that I engaged him, and it was a good reminder to me that I'm never going to have all the answers most of the time. I don't have the answer. But there are lots of people that do, and I can engage them to help. After all, I'm a facilitator and that's my role. And so it takes the pressure off. So here's to recognizing today, first of all, being honest when you don't have the answer and engaging the people that do. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.